The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
Good Friday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and you're here just in time for Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. And you know who's in the studio this morning. We've got Stefan Schmidt with Georgetown Technical College. We've got Bill Kidwell, who's the service manager over at Key Marine. Good morning, gentlemen. It's Friday.
It is Friday morning.
Yay. What a beautiful day.
Gosh, I think it's time to get the boats in the water. What do you think?
Yeah, there's going to be some boats in the water this weekend. We'll talk about that just a little bit.
Okay.
And it is beautiful weather out there, and tomorrow's just going to be that much better, and Sunday's going to be better than that yet.
Yes,
so
sir.
You are right. So you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call or text in show, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Jot that number down. About 20 after, we're going to do our giveaway, and you want to have that number ready to go so you can win some wonderful prizes from Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. That brings us to our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, located 5621 Bower Road out here in Pensacola. I was out there visiting yesterday, and your shop and everything looks awesome out there, Bill. So I enjoyed walking around and talking to all the techs out there, not only my previous students, but other people that you have working out there. Just a great team that you have out there at Key Marine, servicing the Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, Cox diesel engine, and MerCruiser product out there every day, taking care of customers and all the great things that you guys do out there. So we had a wonderful time with the visit. I flew the drone a little bit. I'm working on a promo. Interviewed some students, which I have on Boat Smart
already. Aren't you supposed to be on vacation this week?
I'm never on vacation.
Goodness gracious.
It seems like, you know, that you laugh at me or you kind of giggle when I say that. But I just kind of can't just stop doing what I do, I guess.
I get it.
It's in my blood, right?
No, I get it. And you love what you do.
And I love it, and I always try to make things better. Even when I'm supposed to be off work, you know, I don't know if that's, you know, if that's a curse or what.
Not at all.
But
not
all my life, I've always worked,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the work ethic that I have, it has never left me.
I get it.
You know,
I promise you, I get
Maybe
it.
Maybe that's part of why we are so successful over at Georgetown in the Marine Service Technology class.
And,
I don't know.
And think about you're a power of example for your students. And that's, you can't teach that.
No, you can't teach that. And it's something that, you know, you have to show them, and mm-hmm. hopefully they can pick up from that.
Yeah.
And I interviewed some students out there yesterday that were in my, you know, that are working co-op and also working there.
Uh-huh.
And go to Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade on the YouTube channel, and you'll see that interview that I did with Bill. But we're going to do some more interviews, and just to get real more personal with the students as they work out in the field of transition. I'm going to do that some more. And just, there's so many great stories out there with all my students.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, so we're going to do that. And like you said, I'm on spring break. I go back on Monday.
Sort of.
And I'm sort of on spring break.
Right?
I do go back to work on Monday 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to the 2026 Wharf Boat and Yacht Show tomorrow.
Oh, wow, where
meeting
is that?
Meeting some students. That's over at the Wharf in Gulf Shores?
Orange Beach.
Yeah. Area.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah.
What is that all about?
All the dealerships go to that boat show,
so
many of them
do. If you're thinking about buying a boat for this season,
that is the perfect place to look at boats.
I would think so.
They give you specials and deals and all these things. And if you're looking for a boat or just thinking about it,
mm-hmm.
it's an awesome opportunity to get out there and get on the boats and look at them and talk to people and to try to make a decision on buying a boat.
Right.
You know,
and you can take them for a ride there. That's one of the big things about that show.
Oh, really?
Is that, you can actually take boats for a ride.
No kidding.
Yeah,
I mean, I think of a boat show being in some big civic center somewhere, you know.
That's what it normally is.
But this is outside.
Outside.
Wow.
It's awesome. And the weather always seems to cooperate with that boat show. It's just great. And Yamaha is going to have four or five boats in the water over there for demos.
Wow.
And you get to talk to their boat captains. They have some captains out there that you get to talk to, people from Yamaha. Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki.
That's so cool.
All the dealerships.
Is it just Saturday or is it Saturday and
it's
Sunday?
Today, and tomorrow, and Sunday.
So okay. Do you know the times by any chance?
Today, so everything opens at 10. Uh-huh. I think it goes till 5.
Wow.
And so it's I love going out there because I get to reconnect with different, you know, manufacturers and dealerships. It's kind of like a family reunion for me.
You know? I guess so.
So it's really fun. So we're going to go out there and do that. And, of course, we're going to go back onto our boat ramp etiquette, which I have some stuff to talk about on that, too. But I do want to give a shout-out to Sunny Lady Dolphin Cruises at the wharf, of course. I met with Captain Jeremy and Lucy, who is a bird, a blue and gold hybrid bird, a macaw.
Oh, it's not a person?
No, not a person. Lucy.
Like a blue and red person. I'm trying to follow you here. I was like,
person.
What?
I know, sometimes
a hybrid probably. Wait, what?
And when we were over there the week before last, I meant to give them a shout out. And because people should really think about those dolphin cruises that we have in our area.
So great. Frisky Mermaid Dolphin Cruise is one of the best out here
and
in Pensacola Beach.
Yeah, Pensacola Beach and that area. So I got on board with Jeremy and got to talk to Lucy as well and hold her and stuff. So had a great time out there. So
well, something to remember too, if you've got friends or family coming in for spring break, right now is baby dolphin season. So they've seen some posts on Facebook now, and they are teeny tiny, and they stay right next to their mamas, and
that
they'll come
so
right
cool.
up to the boat. It's just the neatest thing to see. But this is the season right now.
Yeah, I have some great videos of dolphins. You know, every time I go out, that's kind of what I do. You know, chase dolphins. You know, and just enjoy watching them and stuff like that.
Oh, they're
and
smart. Some, they know when the big the tour boats come through because they come and play and say hi.
They like the waves. That's what they like. I talked to Jeremy and I said, "Do you guys feed them?" And they're like, "No, don't even. We never feed."
No,
it's against the law. It's like a $5,000 fine.
Yeah.
But I always thought they did, but they don't. And they like chasing your boat.
Yeah. But they will also come right up beside the boat, too. They're not looking for food. They just come by and they kind of stick their big bottle noses up and say hi. And it looks like they're smiling.
Hang out with you. So that's pretty cool. So, So I'll get back to work next week and I have some more stuff on the boat show from next week. So go out there and check out that boat show at the wharf. It's an awesome show. If you're thinking about a boat, right now is the time to do it. And go out there and talk to everybody. So I'm going to turn it over to Bill for a minute, let him go ahead and talk about what you got going on at Key Marine.
Well, actually, I'm really excited. I mean, I just got this real giddy feeling about this year and, you know, just really passionate, just like Stefan is. And like Stefan said, he came out there yesterday and flew his drone, and we had fun interviewing some of his past students, and they are definitely making an integral part of our team and, you know, muscling for rank and coming. And the thing about Key Marine, and we got it going on as far as the camaraderie with all the technicians there, they're always pushing each other to be on that other level because most of them are on that other level. They are very passionate, and they're excited about figuring out anything that you can throw at them and all that. So it's one heck of a team. And I wanted to remind everybody, we're coming to the very end of the repower incentive that's offered by Mercury and Yamaha. They've got free extended warranty. You can call for the details of all of that. But that's, you know, ending at the end of this month. And, yeah, we got a lot going on. The wait time, like I've been talking about in the previous shows, because of some major changes we made last winter, adding technicians and just revamping the whole system and them, the technicians themselves, pushing, because they're wanting to get them done. I mean, you're dropping off, and we're getting on it within a day or two. And, of course, the bigger projects are taking a little bit longer. But, yeah, we're so excited and so psyched about the 2026 season, and we just know it's going to be one heck of a season.
That is exciting. I'm ready. I'm ready for this cold weather to be gone. I hope that was the last one. We had our fake spring. Yep. Now I think that's the last one, right?
Hopefully so. And what I enjoyed about going out to Key Marine yesterday was everybody was laughing and having fun.
Yeah.
You know, we're cutting up and stuff and just walking around and chasing Dustin around with the camera. He did not want to be on camera. And I got him on there, though.
Yeah.
So, you know,
watch out
sure
for Stefan.
Yeah, so I got him on camera. And I'll get that promo up and let everybody know when I do that. I need to refilm some stuff I did over there. But so we're talking about boat ramp etiquette, right?
Yep.
And I want to give a quick shout out to Coast to Coast Boat Ramp Show, which is my buddy Dan.
Uh-huh.
And because when you think about these boat ramp shows and how they make I don't know. Do they make fun of people? I guess they kind of do, don't they?
But I believe so. It's more like that.
There are some humorous situations, you have to admit.
There are. But here's what I'm going to tell my listeners is watch those shows. Mm. Because the other people's mistakes is your opportunity to be educated on boat launching and retrieving your boat.
Yep.
Because you watch those, and then the commentator tells you, hey, this trailer, the big thing is in too deep. The trailer's too deep in the water. Or they're not lined up properly or backing your boat down and those kind of things. So all these boat ramp shows that you can watch, there's a bunch of them. Miami.
Are they on YouTube?
Yeah,
is that
on
where you
YouTube
find them?
Channel, yeah. Mm-hmm. And just Google boat ramp videos, and you'll see that. And I watch them all the time for just to not only for comical, but educational.
Okay, if you just joined us, this is Boat Smart on Pep Talk. We've got Stefan Schmidt here, Bill Kidwell with Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida and for Georgetown Technical College. So if you've got a question about boating, now is the time to get it in at 850-437-1620.
Yeah, maybe text your favorite boat ramp in Pensacola or your
least favorite.
Or your least favorite. Text that to us. I'd love to hear you text us that. But also, what about your pet peeve at boat ramps?
Oh,
maybe you have a pet
peeve.
What you don't like about certain boat ramps and stuff like that. I always say the boat ramp, going to the boat ramp and launching and everything is probably the most stressful point of launching or the boating part of it,
that
right?
Probably
it
true.
Definitely can be. And, you know, just to remind everybody that there is a very limited amount of spaces that you can launch from. And so, you know, as time goes by, people get more and more experienced by doing it. I think Stefan and I have been doing it since we were, 2 years old?
Two, yeah.
Something like that. But so those people, a lot of times at the ramp, you get people that are impatient. Mm. And they're like, they don't have the patience for the people that are learning. And I would just really like to remind everybody that you were there at one time. And
exactly.
So, yeah, you know, I mean, practicing all the stuff we've talked about preparing before you get there. And another thing is practicing backing down. Like I said last week, I believe it was, you don't have to wait till you get to the boat ramp to learn how to back a trailer. There are fields around and stuff like that. And if you want to be really good at it, you can practice, you know, not even being in the water at any kind of trailer. They all back similar. It's just a trailer backing down. But that's one of the most frustrating parts is dealing with people that aren't very experienced when it comes to backing the trailers down. And, yeah, so y'all just be patient out there.
You know, I have gotten other people's boats and put them on a trailer for them.
You have?
Yeah, because they were having too much fun to drive their boat.
Oh, that's not good.
No. And we were out at the boat ramp by your guys' place, by Hub Stacy's. What's the name of that? Galvez?
Yep.
And it was after an air show, and I watched this guy struggle,
oh,
and
dear.
He was getting very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting to put my boat, my trucks are already there. I already put my person on the land, and we're trying to back in, and we couldn't get him on the trailer.
Oh, dear.
The other guy. So I finally told him, I said, hey, just stop. And I made him shut the motor off, and I said, if you don't mind, let me get on your boat. And put your boat on
good
trailer
for you.
And
good
I did
for
that.
You. That was very nice of you.
So
we did
that.
Could have been there all day.
Yeah, and then I made sure he wasn't the one driving home.
Right. Now
good
that's
for you.
Definitely a
yeah.
big deal on the water. People a lot of times and shouldn't be the driver, but most people on the boat are having a great time and they're consuming alcohol, sometimes too much, and that can definitely compound the frustration and lead to a bad situation.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So
okay, we got a comment in about a boat ramp. This is a good one. This is, if you have a comment, you can always text it in 850-437-1620. This one says, the newer boat ramp at the end of the 3 Mile Bridge in Gulf Breeze. It's a nice enough ramp, but the transition from the ramp to the parking lot is too steep for any of the bigger boats and trailers. Worthless, this person says. It is not a gradual slope. That's interesting.
Right, and that's a big deal with boat ramps. How steep are they?
Mm-hmm.
When you get familiar with boat ramps, some are steep, some of the incline is a little slow.
Right.
Or, you know, where it's not as quickly going down into the water. Some of them can actually be too shallow or too steep, and you end up having to load your boat differently.
Right.
That ramp right there, I'm very familiar with that ramp.
Uh-huh.
It is more probably geared towards smaller boats and that kind of stuff. And the parking over there probably is expensive and isn't that great. So appreciate that comment.
Yeah, thank you. If you've got a comment, 850-437-1620. Now, we said we were going to give something away at 10:20, so it's 10:21.
Yep, so let's go ahead and do that giveaway, Bill. And awesome. I know this is going to be a hard question here, but we'll make it happen.
It looks like a tough one, y'all.
Yeah. Actually, this week, we just wanted the would take the third person to text in, boating season is here.
So I get
that's
you that.
A pretty easy one.
There
and
you go.
Yeah, the third text in will win the Key Marine shirt and a Mercury Verado hat this
awesome.
Week.
Awesome. Okay. Be sure to include your name with that text, 850-437-1620. And if you head over to Key Marine, a lot of the folks that have been winners in the last month or so have been getting the tour of the place, which is really neat.
Yeah, their shop area is really nice, and I was impressed with it. So, yeah. So what was the question or the comment?
Oh, it's text in the third text to text in boating season is here.
Okay.
We'll win a Key Marine shirt and a Mercury Verado hat. And you can come to 5621 Bower Road to claim that. And like Stefan was saying, you know, we have a full-time guy that keeps cleaning up around the shop and all. A lot of places don't have that. And, you know, the way everything's organized over there really contributes to the really short wait time.
Okay, 850-437-1620. And the texts are rolling in, guys. So why don't you continue that conversation about safety?
Yeah, so as you're putting your boat in the water and you're preparing, one of the biggest things I think, Bill, is like we talk about before, is having everybody on the same game plan.
Yeah.
Very important, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I've had good and bad experiences at boat ramps. I've had issues getting my boat on a trailer over at Galvez because of the current and the wind. That boat ramp can be tricky, can it?
It sure can. And, you know, it's unfortunate that there are just limited amount of spaces for the amount of boats there are in our area, but it just is what it is. And you have to get used to each and every place there is. And like Stefan said, a lot of times you have crosswinds and all that. So practice. It really helps.
Yeah, it does. And you never know what the day is going to bring when you're coming back to that ramp. So yeah, you always have to be prepared for everything. Getting your lines out is very important. Getting everything ready to go as you pull up to the dock.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do the drop and go situation. If you have somebody that can drive a truck and trailer, you just pull up to the dock and drop them and then let them go get your truck. You back out and wait for a minute for them to bring the truck around, and then you can load up on the trailer that way.
That's smart.
Another method.
That's the best method, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And that takes a coordinated team and people, you know, focusing on that and making things as efficient as they can be at the ramp, because that's the beginning and the ending of your day, and it can make or break a day.
It can.
Okay, we have a winner. Our third texter in with the magic words, boating season is here. It's Johnny DeBoe. So, Johnny, congratulations.
All right. Appreciate that.
That name sounds familiar.
Yeah, you can pick up. He's definitely one of our loyal listeners, and you can pick up your prize at Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Give that address again, Bill.
5621 Bower Road.
And what did he win?
He won a Key Marine shirt and a Mercury Verado hat.
Nice.
That's cool stuff.
Very cool.
The Key Marine shirts are cool.
Yeah, they are.
And
so congratulations. And thanks
practical.
To everybody that texted in this morning. We had quite a few, so I think the boating season is here because folks are tuning in to Boat Smart.
It is. And so as you're thinking about your boat ramp adventure, you know, just calm.
That's one thing to call
calm.
It.
Be calm. It becomes an adventure, you know. So be familiar with your boat ramp. I have one particular boat ramp that I go to that I really love. I go to a lot of them. I go to about three or four around Pensacola area, but one in particular. And it's funny that as we're driving up, I always say, I wonder how many boats are going to be there. And we make a guess of how many boats are going to be there. They have 60-plus spaces, and typically it's five or six boats. That's about it. It's a brand new boat ramp, and I'm not going to tell y'all where it is because I like that ramp.
I had a feeling about that. Yeah. The one that I see that looks very crowded and busy all the time is right by the graffiti bridge there in Bayou Tahar, I think it is.
That's another tricky ramp also.
There's a lot of cars. There's a lot of boats and trailers there during the summer, I see.
And as you're thinking about boat ramps, another thing is to think about security for your vehicle as you leave too, right? So making sure that your vehicle is secure and all that stuff too, because some of these boat ramps, a little sketchy.
Yeah, they can be. And that's another reason to be patient and be courteous because, you know, some people like to exact a little bit of revenge if you were nasty to them. And if you pull off and your vehicle's there, you know, you might come back to something you're not real happy about.
Let's not give them any ideas.
No.
Kindness matters. Patience matters. And, just do
courtesy.
Everything in your power to be courteous to the other people. And that'll be the you know, give you the best outcome.
I was just going to say, Johnny just texted back and said, thank you. I'm in Jacksonville with my son in the Navy.
Nice.
So
awesome.
So thanks to you.
We'll see you when you get back.
Yeah, yep. Well, thanks to your son's service. We
appreciate
you.
We are worldwide.
Yeah, we are. Everywhere.
Worldwide.
Love it.
So how about this? Parking your trailer after you launch your boat. Getting into that parking space, you need to be as straight as possible, right?
Yeah.
And pick your place. It really bothers me when I go to get my truck and trailer, and somebody had parked crooked, and their trailer is over in my place. That gets difficult, doesn't it?
It does, you know, and that comes with practice as well. And one of the other things that really frustrates big time these boating people with trailers is people without trailers that take a trailer spot, and they'll park there, and there's signs that says you're not supposed to, and that's another reason, you know, to just be
Well, the trailer spots are at one of the boat ramps in Gulf Breeze are actually longer.
They are.
You can tell. They've actually painted them so that they're longer than a regular car auto spot.
And there's a sign there.
Do not.
Everyone.
Yeah, don't park where you're not supposed to. That definitely adds to the frustration.
Yeah, no kidding.
But try to park straight, because I know a lot of times when you're trying to back out, especially these smaller boat ramp parking areas, it's very difficult to get a trailer that's 30 feet long out, you know, and you got a truck this long, you're trying to back it out and get into that lane where you can go forward. If somebody parks right on top of you, you have a very difficult time. I get very upset about that.
Yeah.
And you have to really calm yourself down. I tagged a trailer one day with my dually trying to get out of a place. I couldn't get out, and his trailer was over in my place, and I tagged it with my dually and hit my fender on him. I couldn't see it, right?
Right.
So I moved this fender a little bit when I did it, so I left a note on his. I'll actually leave a note if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
I left a note and I said, hey, this is my name, number. Mm-hmm. I apologize, but I tagged your trailer with my fender, you know, and the guy actually called me and said, you know, no worries. You know, don't worry about it. It wasn't a big deal. It was just a little bitty
thing. But that was nice that you left the note,
too.
You should do that. Well, and, you know, it sounds like what you're saying is if you're going to plan to meet some people maybe at a restaurant on the beach and you're all going to boat over there, then don't wait till 11:45 if you're meeting at noon.
Right.
I mean, you know, give yourself the
time to
you know, take your time so that you're not rushed as you're doing this process,
If I have people that are meeting me, I prefer to have my boat in the water tied to the dock and waiting on the people. Out of the way of everybody else, waiting on the people to get there, and then let them come down and load down there instead of waiting to do that in the boat ramp.
That's a good point.
It is. It's a great point. And, you know, it looks like we're kind of running out of time, Stephan, but I definitely want to go further with this, like next week with, you know, courtesy on the water as well, because there's a lot of things you can do on the water once you get away from the ramp to reduce the frustration.
Well, the Marine Patrol will be out there.
They will be. And, you know, I've never been boarded in my entire life, knock on wood. I know.
I can't say that.
Okay.
It wasn't me. I was just a passenger.
I got you. And I think a lot of it has to do with the way your boat looks, your numbers are correct, and all that stuff, too, and how you're acting.
And if you're wearing your life jacket, that's one thing that tells them, hey, these guys, they're more than likely that everything's in order, so let's go pay attention to the people that, and really, at the end of the day, they're just trying to save your life out there.
That's right.
You know, they're not looking to hassle people, so y'all respect them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt about it. So, yeah, we'll talk about that as we go into the season, getting people prepared to be safe and courteous on the water.
There you go. Boat smart, as they say.
Exactly.
Great name for the show, and we always have great conversations. We've got Stephan Schmidt here with Georgetown Technical. He's the Marine Services instructor there, as well as Bill Kidwell, who's the services manager at Key Marine and Center of Northwest Florida. Guys, you couldn't have better experts in the studio than these two.
Thank you very much. We have a lot of years of experience doing all this stuff.
Yeah, so
good
take
and
advantage.
Bad. Good and bad stories we can tell you all of them.
And they're here every week at 10 o'clock from 10 to 10:30. So start tuning in. If you're getting ready to get your boat on the water, you can learn a lot about it here.
Yep. Hopefully I'll see you all at the boat show.
Yes, this weekend. Don't forget. Tell them where it is again.
Over at the wharf in Orange Beach.
Okay, and Bill, how can we get in touch with you at Key Marine?
Well, you can call us at 850-492-0487 or just stop by 5621 Bower Road. We're looking forward to seeing you.
Okay, thanks, guys. This has been Boat Smart on Pep Talk.